Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the unholy and wholly uninformed Bible study podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing really good enough, Adam. That's how I'm doing.
Daniel, by the time this episode releases,
who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, we'll know how bad this pandemic, this plague, I'm saying this is one of God's plagues, how bad it is. Daniel, I don't know if you saw the news, but in Egypt, there was hail and flooding and locusts.
What?
This week.
That's crazy. You know what? I'm going to say just that because future me will listen to this, and I want to say, listen, it was a poor idea to, in this new world, to get into a business that is not internet-based. I work with my hands. I build things. I do art. And it's all hunky-dory if we lived in a normal world. But old dum-dum here should have just studied computer science and maybe website building. I don't know. Maybe even... I could have even done game design. At this point, those broke-ass game designers are going to be better off than I am. So I just say to future you, yeah, you made as poor a decision as you could have. And you should have. I hope you have fun stocking shelves because that's the only good job left.
Well, Daniel, I'm doing great because I indeed have one of those internet jobs. I've been working from home a little bit. But I think in any situation, even if things go well, you and I will be both broken and broke very soon. But someone who might have a little more positive perspective is our friend Schaefer Bourne, who's here on the pod today.
I have a lot of money in the stock market. So we're all going to be doing great.
Yeah, my parents were just about to start drawing their retirement, and it's like, uh-oh, I think you're going to have to wait a little while.
Gotta keep
wait a tick.
Plugging away on that one.
It'll come back. It'll come back, as they say.
Well, in the off chance that all of this has blown over and everything's back to a still kind of awful status quo, we're talking about the pandemic, baby. COVID-19.
Yeah. 2020.
Coronavirus. And this episode, It's still funny to kind of talk about it, like it's a fun thing to talk about it, because none of our grandparents have died as a result of it yet.
Yeah.
But I think it might be a darker thing by the time the episode airs. So maybe we should just move on.
Yeah. Do you know what's you know what's fun is I started watching one of my favorite shows that I'm mad was canceled. But it's called Last Man on Earth, and
you were about to say Last Man Standing.
Yeah, also Last Man Standing. But the show, the plot of the show is that there was a virus that wiped away everyone on the planet except for one man, and it takes place. It starts with him being alone in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Which is hilarious. But I'm hoping maybe that Will Forte gets his show back after this. Everybody has a newfound interest in pandemics and viruses.
Yeah, maybe so.
Schaefer, I do, before I forget, I just want to get an update on you and your hosted pod, your hosted network efforts. What's new with you, man? You've been cooking things up over there.
We're just a cooking, baby. Yeah. Every Friday we're still doing it. We're still making new things. You know, the list is getting a little bit more and more interesting, I feel like, as we go along, because now I'm deep into starting to cook things that I have never cooked before. So, you know, it's fun. It's like every episode you're kind of watching me cook for the first time, as you would be, probably. So I feel like that kind of makes it fun. We started out doing a lot of recipes that were, like, from my family or just ones that I knew. These days I've kind of like ran out of that list. So we're cooking new things these days, but it's fun.
I can't, Can't wait to see your plague soup.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, like, this last episode, this last Friday, I made chili, which I have made before on the show, so it's my first repeat. But, you know, we have some new viewers now, so I figured it was okay. But honestly, it was about the only thing I could have cooked because my grocery store was chaotic. Like, I'm glad it was something as easy as chili because, like, I mean, if I thought about making falafel, I would have been completely out of luck if I was going to try to do something like that completely. So, yeah, no chickpeas in the Panic Mart. So, yeah.
But that's going to be interesting because you could do a run of shows where you're just like, hey, guys, we're going to cook with things that you might have left over in your house.
Like, yeah.
Here are the items that maybe you have left and you're scrounging by. So here's what you can cook.
I've totally thought about that.
Things to mix with sawdust.
Yeah, yeah. we have canned asparagus and 409.
Well, if you're listening to this episode and the plague is still going on, I guess it's technically a pandemic. It's not a plague, but now's a great time to go back and listen to all of our plague episodes. But we're done with that currently.
Mm-hmm.
Moses and his people got out of Egypt. They went across the sea, and now we're dealing with a whole new era of Exodus.
Dang, so much has happened since I've been gone. Okay.
There's been a lot. I mean, we are into, you know, look, they've got across the Red Sea. They brutally, the Lord brutally murdered a lot of Egyptians who most likely were just doing their job, but, you know, that's also so were the SS, but so
Nazis.
Now it's like how do we just live as freed slaves? What do you do?
And I'm pretty excited about Exodus 15 because the title I have here in the New International Version is the Song of Moses and Miriam.
Yeah,
and it's our first song in the Bible that I remember. There might have been a poem. Maybe there was another short song, but this one's a long song.
Yeah, this is one of those bangers. This is a ballad.
Daniel, before I read this, I wanted to ask your opinion. Do you think I should sing this thing? Because I kind of want to.
I think that you should. You specifically should sing it. But when you indefinitely do get tired because of how long the song is, I think we can all agree you can stop. You can stop when it gets boring.
I think I'm going to change genres every time we take a break and discuss.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm going to start Exodus 15. Schaefer, feel free to give me a low. If you guys want to give me a little hum or anything, I'll try to sing based on the key you set.
Hum.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. hang on, there's a delay, Schaefer, so I can't.
Okay. You. Okay, you start and then I'll start.
Oh, God. Maybe I should just read this.
Just go, no, will be... no, sing it, I won't. Here, I'll just give you the hum and then you go into it, ready?
Okay.
Here we go, baby, this is going to be money, top of the charts.
All right, I'm ready for it. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. In that chunk, they're referring to the Lord has just smashed the sea over the Egyptians following the Hebrews.
Yes.
And all of them are dead and washed up on the shore. Yes. Not a single one of them survived.
And we were singing joyfully about that.
That's a lot of water.
All right, picking up with verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name, Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them, they sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy.
When you started that, and it happened a few times, so listeners, if you want to rewind back and hear it, I think you will be able to, for it sounded so much like you were singing that song, if you still love me, then will you just call me Superman?
All right, let me see if I can do that with the next verses.
Is that Three Doors Down?
Or Bush? I don't know. Something in that vein.
Yeah.
This is just verse 7. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the... I think we're losing some in the translation here. Yeah. Like, none of it rhymes. Hang on.
It's a hit, babe.
I want to... To repeat verse 8, by the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea.
Just a just a snot rocket from God.
You ever just been like outside, maybe doing yard work in a dirty shirt and your nose is all stuffed up from the grass whooping up? And you just do that lean over and you just like hock one out your nose, you know?
You're
like
talking about a buck snort?
Sure. Yeah. I've never heard that term before.
Really?
Oh, but I haven't either.
Wow.
Okay,
I thought that was pretty common.
I guess
buck snort.
Is that like a buck, that's like a buck always... deer? Because they snort.
Yeah, I mean that's what we always cut.
Oh, I guess that would make sense because deer do make those like creepy noises whenever they're. Just kind of walking around and trying to find some deer ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about though, Daniel. I've definitely done like yard work, like man, like, you know, manly stuff like that for sure. So.
Hey, Daniel or Schaefer, you want to take a turn and sing verse 9? Maybe we could just alternate verses on through the rest of this.
Daniel, what do you want to do?
All right. Let's do it, but I'm going to need some inspiration. So, let's see. I could do an Eddie Vedder. Hold on.
Hey, man,
I gotta get in the mode. Okay. That just gets me centered, you know. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them, I will divide the spoils, I will gorge myself on them, I will draw my sword, I will, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with, oh, sorry, I got into it.
That was pretty good, Daniel. That was really good. I don't think any of that is audible as words.
maybe not, but I mean, I don't know if you did that on purpose, but it started out just like Jeremy spoken. Yeah. The enemy boasted. I don't know if you meant to do that, but that was amazing.
I was trying.
All right.
So
yeah.
Oh, verse 10. Yeah, Schaefer.
Like Iron Man, you can be Ozzy.
Okay, wait. wait, I'm trying.
Or anything easier.
No. Wait. Oh God. Now you have me frozen because I'm I can't remember the way Iron Man sounds. I can only remember the robot, so I'll just be the robot. But you blew with your breath.
Schaefer, I'm worried that when we get your phone, because you're recording on your cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that might just sound like digital static. What about
like I'm communing
what about,
with the phone? Because I'm making it such a good robot voice?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean, yeah. What about war pigs? But I feel like that would fit.
But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sink like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? I'm doing the guitar part now. All right, we can stop there.
I got verse 11.
All right,
I got. I want to do David Bowie. Damn it, I had the song too, but I forget.
He's singing Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yeah, that's right, Dan.
Yeah. And he had an apparent romantic relationship with the guy who sang
what?
Dang it, I can't. Never mind, just keep going.
Verse 11. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? That's it. That's verse 11. Daniel?
Okay.
That was good. 12. By the way, I was going to say, I just got to get my joke out. Daniel said that's the guy who sang Bohemian Rhapsody. And I said, yeah, and he had an apparent romantic relationship with the guy who was in Labyrinth, is what I was going to say.
Which would be David Bowie.
Pretty funny, right? Pretty funny. And it reflects real life. So.
Okay, I'm going to sing this like I am a young man in church who's having to sing from the highway hymnals. Book and would like to go home and play Tony Hawk Street Skater or whatever that game is called. You stretch out your right hand and the earth will swallow your enemies. In your unfailing love you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom
are you gonna stop, Daniel? Daniel's just, like, I'm taking this with the most unenthusiastic approach.
I liked it,
and I'm gonna finish the whole chapter.
I'm just gonna read the whole Bible.
It was like the kid who started that way, but then halfway through he's like, you know what, I actually kinda like singing. It's not that weird. Kinda cool. Yeah. Everybody's doing it.
I could be a singer. I could do it.
I mean, this is just kind of a basic hymn at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do people actually sing this? Do you think this is a song that is sang? Like,
it's gotta be.
Chanted.
I mean, probably a different translation, because this translation doesn't work well for this.
Yeah.
All right, where are we? What?
Verse 15.
Okay,
I'm gonna do it in my Misty Mountain Dwarfs, because I didn't get to do that earlier. All right. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling, the people of Canaan will melt away. That was 15.
That was real good. That was pretty fantastic.
There you go.
All right, this is verse 16. I'm not doing any particular style. I'm just gonna try to push through this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can push through.
Do you think people might be bored with this?
I think maybe we've got all the lofts out of it that we can.
I think we'll probably re-record this episode before we release it.
Wait, no, sorry. I got one for you though. Sing it like a pirate shanty.
Okay. Terror and dread will fall on them by the power of your arm. This is just Gilligan's
Island. Hey, it works for me, man.
Terror and dread will fall on them by the power of your arm. They will be as still as stone until your people pass by, Lord, unto the people you but pass by.
That worked to me, man.
Tell the people you bought pass by.
Yeah, yeah. They had to stretch on that one to make the right amount of syllables.
I mean, it's an interesting sentiment. Just like, oh, you're gonna freeze everybody into stone and let your people walk on by.
Yeah.
And I guess they mean until the people you bought pass by. I guess like he's won them over, like he bought them with his whatever.
He bought them by sending all the plagues.
Yeah. Well, a footnote in the Quest Bible says or created. So it's bought or created. I don't know. I'm just saying nobody's going back to slavery is what I'm trying to get at.
Why don't you finish it off here, Daniel?
All right. Ooh, it's been a long time since I just read the Bible on this show. You will bring them in and
wait. This is still the song, Daniel.
Oh, it's still a song.
Yeah,
okay.
You gotta sing this. Don't try to skimp us.
Okay, now I'm just gonna use my wonderful voice. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord. Your hands established. The Lord reigns. Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amens. So that was just a whole lot of talking about, like, this is like just talking about, like, God, you are so powerful, man. Like, you're gonna, like this is really just celebrating, like, God's, like, destructive capabilities almost.
This is really the first time we've seen people worship the Lord in mass.
Sure. Too.
Like this feels like it's becoming a religion now more than it has been.
Yeah, and I think that if we were to kind of get down to it, one thing it really signifies, because this whole time the Hebrews haven't necessarily been like 100% on board with Moses and his whole thing, even though it's like, they weren't the ones getting plagues put on them when there was, like, you know, days of darkness. They had light, but still they would, like, kind of sort of complain a little bit to Moses. So now to have them at this point where they're singing the song and being excited about all the death that the Lord brought upon the Egyptians, it's kind of like a sign of, like, he's won them over. Like, he's got them. They're down with the Lord.
Yeah.
At least that's what I get.
Well, we're running a little long, so I'm going to try to fly through the rest of this real quick.
Definitely couldn't have had to do with our impersonations of various vocalists.
Well, look, we made a mistake. We're allowed to do that every once in a while.
Thought it was fantastic.
I mean, well, I don't know if you guys have listened to other podcasts recently, but podcasts kind of suck ass. As an entertainment product, they're pretty uneven. Yeah. So, sorry, listeners.
Well, there's a lot of fat to cut out there.
here's verse 19. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them, but the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing. Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea." And this is a female prophet. Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
So this is a definite first.
This is the first one you guys have encountered? Cool.
They barely even give women in the Bible names.
Miriam.
So, That's kind of badass.
Hey, you know what? Let's bring back Miriam as a name. That's like a granny name these days. Bring it back. She's the first female prophet. Jeez.
Hell yeah.
What's a timbrel?
I'm guessing it's a tambourine because I don't want to look it up.
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was like a tied up bunch of like herbs and twigs that you would like dance with.
You know what's funny in the in the Quest Bible, we love to hear the angle they take sometimes, and I won't read the whole thing, but in the Quest Bible they refer to Miriam as a prophetess even though in the Bible she's clearly called a prophet. Like, nice. There's no, you know, female
yeah put on it. Yeah.
I've got a title here above verse 22, the waters of Marah and Elam. So here we go with verse 22. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. There the Lord issued a ruling and instruction for them and put them to the test. He said, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Then they came to Elam, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped near the water. The end.
Mm.
God with the threats.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, timely, talking about God bringing diseases.
Yeah, don't.
I'm telling you.
Don't stray too far.
I won't get into politics explicitly, but I will say, I think this COVID-19, it's a plague. It's going to be the future Bible.
Yeah, it's definitely going to go down as like the craziest shit that happened in a while. But that didn't add much of anything.
Well, no, I mean it is. It is strange. You know, there's just a bunch of things happening all at the same time. Mass illness, the locusts, like Adam said, it seems like the infrastructure is not in a good place for the world. There's not good people in charge. Yep. Wow.
Surprise, surprise. Well, that was Exodus chapter 15 from the Holy Bible. If we were going to rate it on a scale of 1 to 5 stars, what would you boys give it?
Because
we are going to do that. We're doing it right now.
If I can go first, come on, man. Just the thing, the at least for the ones I've been here for, this is 5 stars, baby. 5 stars. That song was dope. It let us flex our creative wings. No, that's not the only reason. I don't know. It's cool. I think it's cool that there's a hymn in the middle of it. I honestly did not know that that happened at this point. It made me think of Lord of the Rings, and I think it's, you know, it's I don't know. I just liked it. I liked it. That's all I need to say. Nice. I don't have to say anything else.
We've just come out of all the plagues and the parting of the Red Sea, so we've been in a chain of like just the banger books of the Bible. So I would be, if it weren't for the fact that Miriam were here, I might give it a lower rating. But I feel like in order to just be like, to show some respect that a woman was named in the Bible and called a prophet, I'm going to give this one 5 stars too. It's Ooh. 5 stars.
Yeah. No, this is awesome. And also, I think we're entering a very like exciting moment in the Bible. But I got to hold true to what I said. I don't just give out 5-star ratings for nothing. I do like Miriam. I do like the songs. But there's a reason why the floods got, or why crossing the Red Sea got 5 stars and this one didn't. You got to come with something amazing, which this one had some amazing moments. But I'm still going 4.5 stars on on chapter 15.
Come on, man. The Timbrel. And by the way, these are Northern Stars, right, that we're rating it out of? Okay.
Yeah. All Polaris's. Cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Schaefer, thank you so much for being on the pod today. Ladies and gentlemen, you can catch Schaefer every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. PST, cooking up some good stuff. And you know you need to socialize a little bit in this time of, if it's still a time of quarantine. So check him out.
Yeah. If you need something to watch, you just pop on, watch him cook on there, and you might also learn something. See him, Schaefer, maybe the next thing you should do is teach everybody how to fry Vienna sausages, because that's what I'm going to be doing
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, some bologna, Vienna sausages, Spam. We can do all that canned stuff. We can do a whole plague season. Yeah.
Daniel,
come and socialize.
I thought you didn't like Vienna sausages, Daniel, because they made you jealous.
Oh, implying that my penis is small, huh?
And see, yeah, because Vienna sausages are pretty small already.
You can find us, hostedpod at gmail.com is our email address, at hostedpod on Instagram, like we said, twitch.tv/hostedpod. Daniel does an amazing streaming show on Monday nights. Daniel, I've been liking those sculptures you've been doing, man.
Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna do more often, and it's been fun.
All right, bye forever.
Bye.